The government has given the green light to two new offshore wind farms, one east of Söderhamn on Sweden's east coast with a total of 93 turbines, and one on the west coast, southwest of Strömstad, with 75 turbines. At the same time, it's rejected applications for 11 other offshore wind farms. Climate Minister Romina Pourmokhtari of the Liberals says that the reasons for these rejections can vary, but it's often due to the Navy needing access to those bodies of water. A man currently facing prosecution for attempted espionage on behalf of Russia has been assessed as suffering from a severe mental illness. This means that if he's convicted, he'll likely be sentenced to forensic psychiatric care. The man previously worked as an IT consultant for Sweden's armed forces. Swedes view China more positively than the US now, according to a new poll from the Washington-based Pew Research Center. It surveyed over 40,000 people across 36 countries and found that in a majority of those countries, the trend was the same. In Sweden, which has long been critical of China's government, the figure was 27% who were positive towards China versus 19% who were positive towards the US. And 7 out of every 10 conventionally grown strawberries contain some form of pesticide, according to tests carried out by the Swedish Food Agency. For the most part, these were pesticides used to prevent mold and keep insects at bay, and the quantities detected were far below the official limits that are in place. However, an expert in environmental toxicology at Uppsala University, who Swedish Radio's local P4 channel in Uppland spoke with, says even small doses of hormone-disrupting substances can impact the human body. And those were Thursday's headlines from Radio Sweden. I'm Michael Walsh. We'll be back with another podcast on Friday.